Let's talk about Holy Childhood. We have Lori Otto and Brian Worth. How's it going, guys?
Great. How are you?
Going well.
Thanks for the pie.
You're welcome. I knew better than to show up without one.
Can't wait for the show to be over.
Breakfast of champions right there.
Oh, my God. Now, let's talk about Special Touch Bakery, because that is a source of income for Holy Childhood year-round, right?
Sure, absolutely. Special Touch Bakery started as a vocational activity at Holy Childhood many, many, many years ago. Baking is a process where it has a lot of different hands in it, and it was a great learning experience for the students, and here we are.
And now you got a big facility up on Mount Reed,
20,000 square feet over on Mount Reed Boulevard, right next door to Food Link. We service Wegmans and companies all across the United States.
Amon's puts it in their commercials often. You know that they carry your pies too. Yeah, so that's cool. So not only do you get an amazing pie, but you're supporting Holy Childhood.
Absolutely.
So you want to give us a quick synopsis of Holy Childhood in case somebody who's listening doesn't know about Holy Childhood?
Sure. We're going to talk about our fundraiser, Wine at Center Ice. But Holy Childhood was founded 77 years ago by a group of nuns who saw that students with developmental disabilities were falling through the cracks. Mm-hmm. The traditional school systems didn't have to accept them as students. So with two classrooms and a mission, they started Holy Childhood. And here we are 77 years later in Henrietta with a full school program, an adult program, and services that serves 250 adults.
Wow.
And 120 students from over 40 school districts, right,
Our
Lori?
School program caps off at 120 students, 46 different school districts,
Sounds
nine
like
counties.
Brian wants to get in on the action.
Brian is just itching to talk about Wine at Center Ice. He can't help himself.
He just wants to talk about Wine at Center Ice.
He does.
But we got to tell people why they need to go to Wine at Center Ice,
They
right?
need to go to Wine at Center Ice so they can support Holy Childhood and Special Touch Bakery. Funds from this fundraiser go directly back to support our programs and services that we provide to students and adults with developmental disabilities.
One thing you said that really stuck out to me, it was 77 years ago when they started this, regular school districts didn't have to accept these students.
Right.
Well, they didn't, and they didn't have programs for these students.
Sure.
Yeah. So the students didn't have anywhere to go, really, nowhere to get an education. And now, today, they get a full education from kindergarten right through high school. Our students go to class until 21. We're in a typical, high school, you're going to 17, 18, you're graduating. Right. So our kids go through 21. But what's really great about Holy Childhood is post-graduation, we have programs for them in adulthood. So our focus while they're in school is to prepare them for graduation, for jobs, for integration into the community. And then we provide those services as well. So it's a full continuum.
Right. And I mean, just that was just some really, they thought it out and they figured it out. So, and this community is lucky to have nuns like that.
Absolutely.
Are there other programs like this?
Well, yeah, there's some other places in Rochester. Mary Cariola, similar. But I happen to think Holy Childhood does the best job. we're a little biased. But it's a non-denominational agency, so religion doesn't play a part in it. It's really was just started by the nuns because they saw the need. But it was never really a religious organization, and it isn't today.
Right. And it used to always, people knew the School of Holy Childhood.
Right.
You dropped the school.
We did,
because we're so much more than a school.
Gotcha.
With all the adult programs and services and the job training programs that we have, it's way more than a school.
We have a seniors program
say.
For those adults who are aging out. You get to be 61, 62. So you want a senior program. So we have a senior day program as well.
That's so cool.
It is.
All right. Well, you know what else is cool? April 21, right? We're all going to Bill Gray's Iceplex in Henrietta, and we're going to have Wine at Center Ice.
We are. It's going to be our Wegmans Wine at Center Ice. It's our 10th anniversary this year. 10 years. I can't believe it's been 10 years
I know. I did a couple of them.
Yep. Yeah. And you're going to do it this year. You're going to be one of our MCs.
I will be
We're
there,
looking forward to it. It's really, we call it a culinary adventure for your senses. It's beer, wine, cider, spirits, food. It's really a fantastic event. So this year we've got like 50 vendors. It's bigger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell about 600 tickets. We have a VIP hour, which goes from 6 to 7. And that includes hand-passed hors d'oeuvres, shrimp cocktail. You get in an hour earlier than everybody else. You get to wander around, see the fantastic silent auction that we have. So it's just a good time, and it's a great date night.
Let me ask you this. Are we doing the puck toss again?
Well, we're not going to do the puck toss because we're not going to have ice down.
Oh, okay.
But we will do a raffle. There's a wine pull. We do Scoro.
Okay.
So you can actually, you know, like at the Amherst where you shoot the puck through the little slot, mm-hmm. and you can win prizes. We're going to do a putting contest. We have a putting green this year again. And it's just a fun night.
It is. It is. It is. Now, let's going back a little bit to the bakery. Special Touch.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Don't you love COVID brain? How many people work over there now?
We got about 35 to 40 people working over there. Plus, we have a crew of 8 that go from Holy Childhood every day, and they do housekeeping type things. So they, you know, keep the place looking clean.
Okay.
And it's part of our Prevoke program.
Cool. All right. So what else? What else do we need to know about Holy Childhood? Are there any? Are you hiring? I mean, everybody's
hiring.
We are.
Yeah. I mean, we've got jobs open. If you go to holychildhood.org, click on the job link, and there's plenty of jobs. I mean, we've got really fantastic jobs for people. I know we have a speech pathologist job open right now because I was looking at that the other day for a friend of mine, and a few others.
Now we're starting to hire for summer. We have a 6-week summer program, so we're looking for a teacher and a teaching assistant for the summer. So those jobs will start coming up.
And I assume you always need volunteers.
Always. We have a variety of fundraising events throughout the year. We have our Wegmans Wine at Center Ice. We have 2 golf tournaments and then some other fundraising events sprinkled in there. If people want to volunteer, they can just call us at Holy Childhood, 359-3710, and we can lay out all the volunteer activities we have available.
And that's holychildhood.org, too?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
All right. That's where you get tickets for Wine at Center Ice.
Oh, okay. You said something about it started at $25. What's the VIP?
VIP is $80.
Really?
Regular ticket is $55. Designated driver is $25.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very affordable for what you get.
Oh, my God, yeah. When I said VIP, I thought you were going to say like $150 bucks or something.
50 vendors, limited, you know, to about 650 tickets tops. VIP is limited to about 200 people, so it's really a great value.
All right.
And like I said, it's a great date night.
Yeah, and you're a good eater like me. What vendor are you looking forward to?
the Classic is going to be new this year. We've got Madeline's Catering, Craft Cannery, Cabot Creamery, Buddha's Burgers and Hots.
That sounds good.
We've got, I think, 7 different vendors from the commissary coming down this year.
Oh, cool.
So that's going to be a wide variety of stuff. It's just, and then...
Is there any particular food theme, or is it just everybody's bringing
their coolest stuff, their specialty?
Okay.
So it's going to give you a chance to taste food from about 15 different restaurants or local caterers. And then we've got, you know, 30 beer, wine, spirits.
Right.
You know, it's just a great event.
Yeah, it is.
If you leave there, if you're thirsty or hungry, it's your own fault.
Right, right. And it is called Wegmans Wine at Center Ice.
Yes,
so there's got to be some good wine.
Wegmans,
there.
Our title sponsor. They always bring sushi. So,
oh, that's right.
Sushi for $600.
And it's April 21st at the. Is it down? So is it? It's down in the ice again. There's just no ice this year.
Down on the ice. There's no ice. So it's cement floor.
It's on the rink.
Not as cold as it was in previous years on your feet.
Well, you used to do this earlier in the year, right?
We used to do it earlier, and we moved it back a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
We moved it back last year, and people really liked it. So we're going to stick with that.
Yeah, there's a little too much competition there for a while, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people can only do so many things.
Last year we actually did it the weekend that Lilac was opening, so that wasn't the best. But it worked out. We still had a great turnout.
I remember because I couldn't do
you
it
couldn't
because
do
I
it.
Was at Lilac Festival. So, all right. And now, like, are there any capital campaigns or anything? You guys building anything, or the facilities
are
all
we're
good?
We're actually in the process of buying some additional baking ovens and a new packaging line for some of the baking that we do at the bakery. We're going to do a little bit of work training over at Holy Childhood.
Okay.
So we want to create more training opportunities for the students and adults and our partners with industry and our fulfillment program over at Holy Childhood, plus in our work-based learning program for students. So we're in the process of raising some money for some baking ovens and a new packaging line.
Nice. Nice. Now, I got to ask, where did these recipes come from? Do you guys even know?
The recipe for the apple pie?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ours.
It's
proprietary.
But I know.
Can't tell you. I have to
tell
you.
It's a famous pie in town here, and but you're not saying who even. I'm just saying who came up with the recipe.
The recipe
I'm not asking for
was
the recipe.
First started 35 or 36 years ago, and it's evolved.
Uh huh.
And now we do
how many flavors?
30 different flavors.
30?
Yeah.
I mean, we do apple crumb. We do double crust apple. We've got rumbleberry, bumbleberry, cannoli, which I know is one of your favorites.
I'd like that. Yeah, I like the bumbleberry.
Peanut
too,
butter. Though. I mean, I can't even key lime.
Yeah.
Cherry. The list goes on and on.
I know. And it's so cool that generates revenue for the school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys, you know, something that you guys, that's simple, you know? It's better than, like, selling T-shirts and stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's really not that simple when you think about it. I mean, we're baking, you know, about 700,000 pies a year now.
750,000 pies a year.
Wow.
Yeah, we used to bake 17,000 in the school kitchen, and now we're rocking and rolling.
You graduated to a facility.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, and then, of course, obviously, there's certain times of years and certain holidays that you guys just got to
really
gear up for, right?
Starting in late September, mid-September through the holidays, it is slamming over there at the bakery.
Right.
I mean, we're busy now, too, because we are doing, you know, pies
for
some major distributors. And but Easter's coming. And then, you know, 4th of July, you know, people like apple pie. So it's really a 12-month process. But like any other business, you have your busy months. And,
sure.
And the Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday is our busy time.
What if a business owner out there had a store or something like that and they wanted to carry your pie? How do they
do? They should contact the Special Touch Bakery.
Yeah? Just reach out?
Yep. It's specialtouchbakery.org.
Or 359-2253. Sharon Jarvis there runs a great program for her restaurants mm-hmm. or any companies that want to carry our pies. And she also has a very robust fundraising program.
Oh, yeah.
So if there's any community organizations out there, you know, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, whatever, that want to do some fundraising for their organization, they can work with Special Touch Bakery and
really?
I'm telling
that's a
you,
great
your
idea.
Profit margin selling pies is so much more than selling a chocolate bar.
Our fundraising program is beyond.
That's a great idea, though. That's a nonprofit helping another nonprofit out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it works.
And, you know, if you've got a youth hockey program or football or peewee, whatever.
I like that's a great idea. Never knew that could happen.
It's a fantastic program. And like I said, your profit margin as an organization trying to raise money is so much more than selling candy bars or any of that stuff.
Yeah, when somebody walks up to me with a little can of popcorn and wants $25 for it, I'm like, when I can get that pie over there.
You can get that pie for $25.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me the pie every day, right?
Yep. 359-2253 is the bakery's phone number.
She's got that phone number right down
there. She's amazing.
She's really good at that. All right. So, Laurie and Brian, Wegmans Wine at Center Ice, April 21st. Over at the Bill Gray's Iceplex for Holy Childhood, holychildhood.org.
Yes.
And what's the phone number again, Laura?
For Holy Childhood? 359-3710 for Holy Childhood. 359-2253 for the bakery.
We have so much fun at Wine at Center Ice.
We do.
It's so cool.
It's great.
I mean, with the dogs and the food, the drink, and it's just a really, really nice event. So thanks for coming up and telling us about it. And we'll see you at the Iceplex.
We'll see you there, my friend.
A couple Fridays from now.
Yep.
Thanks for having us.